As everyone's coming in, and you can, I don't know if you saw in the very beginning, we had Luau traipsing across, trying to make a grand entrance. He's like, hello, everyone. Have you missed me? He is the biggest nutcase, I swear. Let's see.
Will you let me know? I just turned my microphone on. Will you let me know if you can hear me okay? Let me know how that sounds. Everybody. All right, good. So what we're going to do tonight is we are going to do a call all about the holiday coming up. We're going to do a little coaching on it. If anybody's needing a last minute, like kick in the ass to not yell at somebody or chew out their ass, we're going to do that. And what I want to do is I want to talk about a couple things. So if you think you're going to want coaching about this Thursday, like we're talking specifically about the weekend. So it's, you know, if you're in the States, it's Thanksgiving. We're talking about how do you prep? How do you get your mind right? How do you do all the things? And we're also going to talk about re-entry plan. And so I just want to give you guys, like, seriously, the best tips that I have when it comes to the holidays. I have been coaching people on the holidays for, Jesus, well, I've had my weight off for 14 years, be 15 next in February, I think. And then, so I have had plenty of holidays that I've had to go through myself, and I've been able to maintain my weight through them. I have coached many a woman to go through the holidays. And I have, like, certain things that I think are super helpful when it comes to making sure that you can lose your weight. Now, we've done a lot of work in handling the holidays. Like, a lot of it's getting your mind right. You know, it's no different, guys. You need a plan. You do not need to know exactly what's being served. I hope all of you know now, you've been in tribe long enough to understand, you don't need to know what's being served in order to do right by yourself. You just don't. Now, 98% of our life, like, I will promise you that if you were to look at your, like, there's a handful of you that might travel more than me, right? The majority of my life, though, I can plan and know exactly what I'm going to be eating, and it's not going to be full of shock and awe and all that kind of stuff. We do have some holidays. Sometimes we go out to eat and we do things. But what most of you do is you use that as an excuse to screw up a lot of the month or the whole weekend or the next few days. If you really just not make it a big deal, that you're not going to have total control over just knowing ahead of time exactly what food is going to be served, and you think, oh, but I have total control of what my hand goes into my mouth, then you realize you have all the control you're ever going to need. It's all you ever need is to take ownership of your own hands and ownership of your own mouth. And the only thing that makes your hand go to your mouth is going to be the sentences that run through your brain. And once you get really good at watching them, you get really good at acknowledging them and not reacting to them and not being pissed that they're there, or, you know, pulling out the ones you need most. Like, if you're like me, what happens is you go through life and you want to eat, you want to drink, things look good, it makes your mouth water, all the things happen. I promise you, I don't ever go out to eat and I don't see somebody eating something and I'm like, ooh, that looks good. I wish I'd ordered that. I wish I could have that. All of those thoughts still go through my brain to this day. I still will think, I wish I could have that, as if somebody in the world has said, Corinne, you can't have it. I just watch it. And I'm like, you know, I can have anything I want. Today, I chose to eat a salad. Today, I chose to eat a bunless burger and a side salad, whatever you choose. So it's just understanding that, like, sometimes your brain is going to throw that up. And then what it also does is it will say, yeah, but that's some bullshit. That's just what your brain's saying. Your brain, the other side of it, the one that you start learning to condition to have a different conversation, it starts getting into the mix. And that's how it all works. So here are just some tips, though, that I have been collecting for you guys. Number one, we do not hang around assholes and then expect ourselves to not want to shove our face in pie. If you are at a holiday function and someone is acting a jerk, here's how you manage your mind. You don't make it mean, I'm not going to be able to tolerate this, or they don't say something about you and you believe them and get upset. And you don't go falling immediately into the trap of, they shouldn't say that about me. Look, they already said it. You sitting there and getting indignant and upset, guess who gets upset? You. They've already said the words. It's already out in the open. Everything else you feel after it comes out of their mouth will be your decision. And if you know that you typically eat when you get upset or when you get anxious or pissed or something, don't put yourself in the room with people that you're not quite ready to manage your mind around yet. Like, I'm all about us working our brain and stuff, but sometimes we can control the circumstances a little bit. So if you're at the holiday function and you keep going into the room where grandpa always makes comments on everybody's weight like it's a religion, and you walk in thinking, you know, he shouldn't say that, it's your fault for walking in the room if you don't like the words and you haven't figured out how to not let them like stick to you like glue. So don't go in those rooms if you can. I know you can't control all of that, but some of you need to like check yourself a little bit and just be like, where do I keep stepping on the landmines? How do I keep setting myself up for hearing shit I don't want to hear? So control some of that yourself ahead of time. Just be like, you know what? If I see Cousin Jane come walking in the room and she's usually got a bitchy comment for everybody, I'm going to walk my ass out of the room. This would be a good time to go to the bathroom. Oop, did I leave the car running? Like, whatever you got to do. There are like all of us, you know, not many of us have a bunch of assholes that we're going to have to spend our weekend with, but some of us do. And this is for all of you. Assholes typically don't change over the year. It's not like you're going to walk in and be shocked that your cousin is still talking bullshit. If they're still talking bullshit every year, this year ain't going to be no different. They probably didn't join PNP and get their thought work in check so that you don't have to be pissed. It just didn't happen. So rather than sitting there thinking they shouldn't say things and whatever, just decide, you know what? This year, I'm not eating over that shit. If that means I need to leave the room, if that just means I need to let it roll off my back or whatever, then you do that. You take ownership first before you expect them to take ownership over changing their behavior in their mouth. All right. So that's like number one. We're going to avoid asshole landmines like it's our job. Number two, if you do tend to be anxious and worked up and like tempted and have cravings and stuff, limit the amount of time you loiter around food. Like, I want you to be thinking about this. I want you to put a no loitering sign square in the middle of your brain. There will be no loitering this Thanksgiving. There will be no loitering in the drive-through lines. There will be no loitering. Like, if we go to the gas station, I keep my ass in the car. If I typically go buy M&Ms, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell everybody, hey, anybody that goes in, I just want to let you know I'll take a water and I'm good. I'm not even hungry. I'm saving myself for the feast. Whatever you need to do, declare what you want to have happen. Because here's what I catch y'all doing. This is the bullshit of which will happen on Monday. Somebody will be like, I had my plan, blah, blah, blah. And I was sitting in the car. We were running on the fumes. And my husband came back and he had all my favorite candy because that bastard, that's how he loves me and he sabotaged me and I ate candy all the way there. Next thing I knew, I was in fuck it mode. And it's like, well, did you tell him not to buy you candy? And 90% of you will be like, no, I never said a damn thing. We are not going to expect anyone this holiday to read our minds. This is not a skill that suddenly has been like marketed and people could buy off the QVC to show up and be able to read your mind. If you don't want something, say something, period. If you do not want to eat something, you need to say no. You do not need to sit there and be all worked up that somebody's food pushing you. Nobody, like, if one of you comes back and says, well, yeah, the Karen, they did food push me. They tied me down to the buffet. Next thing I knew, they were shoving food in my mouth. I will give you a pass. But if that is not happening, then you are going to have to say no. And sometimes you will have to say no repeatedly because they're used to you eating. You've changed the game this year. They don't know this new you. They're like, what? Every year you've been the first one in line for thirds on pie. What are you talking about? And I will tell you, you guys, I want you to think about this. So many of you, like somebody will say something to you or somebody will do something and you will make it mean like, they must not like me. They must be blah, blah, blah. If you ever in your life have had someone do or say something and you made it mean something fucking ridiculous, then don't be shocked that if you go to Thanksgiving and you say no to pie, that your mama cries. She's going to make it mean that somehow you remember that argument you guys had at 16. That's what happens. Brains don't work right. If you're like, you're here because probably your brain ain't working so great. Please do not expect to go to the holidays and everybody's brain work amazing. They're not working on it. Their brains are more broken than yours. So let's just be like, bless their heart. Like, mama, I love you so much. Please stop crying. I liked the first slice of pie. It was so wonderful. It made up for what we argued with when I was 16. Whatever you got to do. But we're not going to expect people to read our minds. And we're also not going to expect all the humans that we interact with at Thanksgiving to suddenly have emotionally matured over the year. And you don't walk in because you know thought work and think everybody needs help. And well, that's just your thoughts. Do not say that at Thanksgiving. Guys, if you want to start World War III at your Thanksgiving, here's what you do. You point out everyone's shitty thinking for them and let them know just how wrong they are. It never works. You let them have it. We're not at Thanksgiving to be coaches. I don't even coach my family. They don't pay me enough. Trust me. So just let all that go. Let people think what they want. And then you, in turn, get to think what you want. All right. So we're not loitering. We're not hanging out with the people that typically gin us up. And then we end up eating through it to cope. We are not expecting anyone to read our mind. We are going to state, like, whatever it is. If you're going to be eating differently, then let your mama know. Say, like, I love you so much. I have planned to totally enjoy today, and I'm going to enjoy it even on Monday when I go home and I feel so good and thankful, where I don't go home so full, I'm just miserable for 2 days. Like, my heartburn can't take it. Whatever you need to say, all right? The other thing that we're going to do is just some tips and tricks. So if you guys are having some, like, if you guys have some easy tips and tricks, go ahead and post them in the chat or put them in the Q&A and I'll read them off. One of the best ones that I read in the tribe this week was this was in the 6 day. So all the girls that are going to be doing the 6 day training with me, I've been working with them a little bit and I had asked them about, you know, things that they were going to do. I wanted them to come up with ideas of how they were going to handle this holiday differently than last year. And somebody said, I'm going to make my plate. I get to put anything that I want on it. But the deal is I get one plate and I have to see white space. She's like, it can't be so covered that I can't see white space, like, in the plate. And she didn't mean just around the edges, guys. She meant, like, there's some breathing room, like mashed potatoes and the macaroni and cheese ain't just playing all lumped up together. They're like, they're separated just a tad. So I thought that was an amazing tip. I thought that one was so good. A lot of people, what they do is they go and they get their favorites first on their plate and they get just enough so that they really show their brain, we get to have what we want. So they're putting some stuff down on their plate first. It's like, I'm getting to have what I want. Then you go back and you fill in with the healthier options so that you're going to make sure that you're getting completely to your two. A lot of you are going to want to plan on Thanksgiving, and I think this is totally fine. If you want to plan on Thanksgiving to eat to a 3 or a 4, it's fine. It's not going to wreck you. It's not going to do all the things. If you want to eat to a 2, I think that's fine too. If you're like wanting to like, no, I'm weight loss. Like I'm going to get mine this week. I think that's great. But also guys, for some of you who are like really wanting to enjoy Thanksgiving, I would rather see you be like, give yourself some wiggle room on saying, you know what? This is the day I would like to eat to like full. I don't need to be busting my gills and about ready to puke, but I for sure want to like be like, and that was a good meal. Like I know when I feel full versus, whoa, God. Like I don't like a whoa, God moment, but I do like sometimes to just be like, you know what? I'm eating to full today. I'm not eating till satisfied. There is a difference. So have a little extra. And if you want to do that, put the, I like putting the stuff that I want on the plate first to like ease the, like it just kind of for me, it's like I sit there and my thought is, see, look at me. I'm getting to have what I want. Even though we always get to, it's just like a little trick. It's just a little bit of a like taking the temperature down because on Thanksgiving, it's real easy to have great intentions and get in there and your old doo-doo thoughts come flying in like, you only get to eat this. You're not going to be able to have that. Like that stuff might come into play. So I'm just trying to help you short circuit some of those thoughts. All right, let me take a drink. The other thing, guys, do not go in dehydrated. I have for years drank extra water, extra water. One, it's because the last thing you want to do is you want to be going in with so like so thirsty that you end up overeating just for the dehydration. If you have enough water in you, you'll already have some of that low-level hunger already done. Your stomach won't have so much room. So it's kind of just like a physical trick in order to not put so much in. The other thing it does is typically at Thanksgiving, you know, some of the foods are going to be higher in the sodium. So you kind of want to be ahead of it because when you eat those foods, if you've been eating, let's say, you know, pretty healthy or whatever, and you're not used to eating some of the things that you're going to be eating, you're going to bloat up real fast. And having water is really good insurance for you for Friday and Saturday when your body's going to hold water for a couple of days. Guys, most of you, I would anticipate, even if you didn't overeat, just sodium alone, and especially if you're traveling or if you're the mama who's doing all the cooking and you're running around, just the cortisol and the adrenaline that you'll be using through the holiday can make you gain 2 to 3 pounds real quick. It is not fat. It is not you a failure. Do not allow your brain to go to the deuter about this. Just know, like, this is no different than vacation. What goes up fast always comes down just as fast. What fucks you up is when you go to the deuter when you weigh in, or you go to the deuter because you feel fluffy, and then you keep eating. You keep eating because of it. Yeah, you're going to gain weight. But if you don't do that, guys, it's so much better for you. So just be prepared for a little rebound. Sometimes there's some rebound water. Sometimes, and especially if you're around people, you're not used to being around for a long time, there's rebound with some of the cortisol and that kind of stuff. So be prepared for that. A lot of people are doing one plate, no seconds, and they're not taking anything home. I think not taking things home is a great idea so that you're not staring at it the whole time. Just enjoy it. And for those of you who go to places where it's insistent that you take it home, here's what I used to do. I'd be like, thank you so much. I'd leave and I would say, Chris, stop at the first gas station, and I would just throw it away. I'm not going to eat it. I might as well just throw it away before I even get it to my house so that I'm not sitting there and having to manage my mind around it. If you got a homeless shelter, you go for it. But if you don't have a homeless shelter, guys, if you're not going to eat it and it's going to be a problem, do not think that somehow you overeating and blowing your weekend plan saves the world. It doesn't. You overeating isn't not wasting it. You overeating is wasting your time, your money, and your life. So do not sit there and like con yourself into the idea like, well, we don't waste food. If you're overweight, you're wasting food a lot. That is the God's honest truth. And I want everybody to realize that when we are overweight, it is because we are eating too much. And that is a waste. Waste of time, waste of life, waste of health, waste of it all. So I used to just stop on the way home. I just throw it in the trash, just gone. It was a no-brainer for me. If you take it home, taking home is an issue for me. I'll manage by being selective. It doesn't have to be an issue. It's a decision. Whoever said it's an issue for me, it's not an issue. This is a decision to make. You're either taking it home or you're not. And guys, if you're going to take it home, here's what I always tell people. If you're the kind that's going to take it home, show up with little Ziploc things, like those little containers where you can portion all that shit out before you even take it home. Do not take home a half a slab of cheesecake and expect yourself to be like, I'm just going to have a slice. If you love cheesecake and you've been having to do recovery worksheets like a boss, or you quit doing recovery worksheets because you're so down on yourself, don't think all this is going to click all at once. You take containers with you ahead of time. Leave them in the car. And if somebody's insistent and you're like, well, yeah, okay, I'd like to take some of this, here's what I'll do. I brought containers. Let's make me some lunches and some snacks and some things and food prep your shit right there in their kitchen. No shame in this game. They'll probably be thrilled to watch you do it. Let's see. Some people are just being very selective. They're just being very selective about what they're going to have. They're like, this is worth it and this is not worth it. I think that is really good. I have you do this in the holidays workshop, guys, in the workbook. But it's really important. Before you go on your trips and before you go do things, what I would do is I would make sure that you review. These are the things that I decided when my rational brain and I'm not around all the food and my habit brain's in gear. One more time. These are the foods that I've decided are totally worth it. And here's my plan. And here are the little tricks I'm going to do. And here are the foods that a lot of times I just won't, but they're so not worth it. Like they may taste good and whatever, but it's like, you know, it's a King's Hawaiian roll. Like I can't get that anytime I ever want. I do not need to have that on Thanksgiving. If your mama's making homemade bread, that's one thing. A King's Hawaiian roll is at the end cap at any grocery store you want. All right. Somebody said they sit on their hands during appetizers, so they don't eat off plan. That's good. So I've been doing good, but figuring out Thanksgiving, I realized I am going off plan. Family is coming, so just the thoughts and prepping making me lose focus. All right, so figuring out Thanksgiving is, well, you said you realized I'm going off plan. I'm working on it, but need advice to show up, not to mess up my days when nothing is happening, even before all the action starts. Also, other than the event when I'm planning, I say, you just got to get back on plan. Like, guys, this is not complicated. You know what you're doing, and now you need to be like, oh, I notice I'm doing this. It's time to stop that. It's time to stop that behavior. I need to get back on making my 24-hour plan. I would probably, what I would do is if you're suddenly, like you're saying, prepping, so just the thoughts and prepping are making me lose focus. Thoughts and prepping aren't making you lose focus. You deciding not to have focus is why you've lost it. You got to get refocused in and just tell yourself, here are the thoughts that are working me up right now. Be aware of them. Like write them down. It's Sabui. I want you to write all those thoughts down. These are the thoughts that I think I lose focus with. And are there any that I want to think differently about? If there are, write that down so that you have it as a reminder. If you need to like put it in your kitchen right now and around your house, like your positive thoughts, go do that. The other thing you can just do, if you don't want to have to do, like if you're not ready to really change the thoughts, just be aware like, oh, when I think this, this is not a signal to eat. This is a signal that I'm thinking this. Rather than being like, oh my God, these thoughts, I'm just experiencing them. I'm just kind of going through them. Like, don't be helpless victim to them. You get to decide whether or not you want to eat over them or not. So now like the next step would be like, here are the thoughts to listen for. And now we just don't eat over them. I can feel shit about them. I can work on them. I can change my mind. I can be nervous over them, whatever you want to be, but I don't eat over them. That part stops today. Okay. See, we had somebody with, does anybody want to get coached about the holidays? If you do, will you raise your hand? All right, Brittany, you're going to get coached, and then we're going to talk about re-entry plan. My lights are crazy tonight. Hey, Brittany. Well, let me try to unmute you. Well, Brittany, it's like it's not working. There we go. Hello. Hi.
I have been doing really well. I've been sticking to the plan. I've been planning every day, doing all the things, but making the menu for Thanksgiving Day, because I do all of it,
okay,
has gotten me just scared a little bit that these things all sound so incredibly tempting.
Yeah, that's okay though, right? They are going to sound tempting. Like this is like not a shock. What are you making? Tell me what you're making and I'll tell you how tempted I am.
we do the turkey and we do stuffing with sausage in it and
yes.
mashed potatoes.
Yes,
with all
we
of
are
the
too.
Cream and butter and the gravy, you know, all of the classic traditional things. That's what we do. And then I'm doing a little bit of baking. I don't bake a lot, but I, you know, I have four grandkids, so I like to have some cookies and things here for them. So,
yes.
I don't typically bake because my husband and I don't really need to eat like that. So,
okay.
So even just like cookie dough is a temptation.
Yeah. Why is this a problem though? I don't understand why it's a problem. Like food's going to be tempting. Like I'm having mac and cheese and we're having a cheesecake and we've got a ham and some, I think there's a pot roast springing out of somebody's ass and like all kinds of things are coming in. And I will be very tempted. Like, I'll be like, oh, God, this all looks so good. But why is it a problem for you versus me?
I don't know. Because I've been, I mean, I have stuff in my house all the time that tempts me. And I just walk right by it. And I don't eat it because it's not on my plan. And
why not do that on Thanksgiving and just decide what's going to be on the plan?
Oh, okay. But you make, it's like, you make it sound really easy, but I'm just worried.
Well, this is kind of the way that I like to do things. I like things to just be easy, and you guys like to just make them really hard.
Well, that's true.
I mean, this is the funny thing. You'll make your experience whatever you decide to make your experience. This is
okay,
not
maybe
like
that's
it's
why I'm
Thanksgiving,
calling.
And this is why it's so bad. It's
okay.
This is Thanksgiving, and Janine decides this is scary. And bad, because there's going to be tempting food like mac and cheese, mashed potato. Did you know there's cream and butter in there, Corinne? I mean, shit. What do we do? It's, you know, World War III.
Right. Well, I feel like it's World War III in my brain because I'm, you know, yeah. I'm trying to tell myself, don't think like that. You know, you can do this. You've been doing great.
But isn't that what we're supposed to be doing?
Yes. And maybe it's not about the food at all. Maybe it's more anxiety about the house full of people. And, you know, because I'm a stay-at-home person. My husband works. And so I'm home alone most of the day. So it's really easy to manage my food and stick to my plan because it's just me.
The only thing that's going on here is your brain. And this is all of you. Your brain is flipping out because this day is different than the others.
Yes.
And our brains love continuity. That's it. Like, literally, you're going to have a lot of thoughts. But okay. You're getting worked up that you're going to have a lot of thoughts. Like, I'm going to have a lot of thoughts, Corinne.
I wasn't until today.
Do what?
Yeah. I was not worked up until today, and I don't know what changed. I think maybe because I was in town. I went to Target and it was crazy. And we live in a small town, so it's not usually crazy anywhere. And maybe it was just that you know, that Christmas holiday franticness is going on in town right now. And
but it doesn't even matter what triggered it. Like, it really doesn't. You guys always want to know, why is this happening to me? It's happening because it's happening. Like, if you just be like, oh, every person in the world, like every woman I know that struggles with weight is trying to figure out like, oh my God, Thanksgiving's going to be such a big deal. Like, I'm going to have all this food. It's like, guys, it's a meal and it's a day.
Right.
And we like, I need coaching. I'm going to need to do a lot of models. I'm going to need everybody to change. I probably ought to listen to like 30 of Corinne's podcasts too. Because there is going to be mashed potatoes with cream and butter. Let me just say it one more time. But do you see what our brains do?
I know. Yes. And when you say it, it sounds, you know, crazy. Like, well, that's just crazy.
That's what you need to tell your brain. See, what you just said is the only fix you need is that, okay. Oh my gosh, are we really freaking out? Like, we eat on plan every single day. And today there's just going to be different food. And we're going to plan that food and we'll just eat that food today. And I probably will salivate and everything will look great. It's going to smell good. There'll be people in the house. There's never people in my house. I know all the reasons why I'm going to think a lot about food now. And that's the good news. Now I get to practice following my plan in a different way. That's all that's happening. And then when your brain continues to be like, I swear to God, though, did you not hear cream and butter? It's cream and butter and gravy. She's not even mentioning the gravy. And you just be like, crazy brain.
Okay.
I would love anything if I could record my brain, like what goes on in there. If I could just get it and put it out so that y'all could hear the bipolar of the day. I don't think that there's like, I don't think I need or am required to have everything be calm in order for me to have a good life. I think that even in the days when I'm a little crazy, I can still just get some stuff done and be okay. And I think you can too.
I think I can too. And when I really think about it, I think I can't really, I've gotten to the point where I can't really eat much pasta too, or I'm absolutely miserable. Yeah. So, you know, I'm only going to hurt myself. So the best thing is to just keep at the pace I've been going at. So,
yeah. And then guys, all of you, you know, if you get in the middle of it and you realize you're overeating, or let's say you're doing cookie dough and you're like, oh, I think I might've just had 15 spoonfuls. That's like probably something to stop doing in this moment. Like it literally can just be that. It can be, see, Corinne didn't know. I was on that coaching call and it all went to toilet because she wouldn't let me feel bad on that coaching call. It could just be, oh, this is just where I'm going to catch myself. And I just get to stop. And if you eat pasture too, and you notice you're not feeling so great, you're like, oh, well, I could just stop doing that. I've caught up to my brain now. You can, it's just like we said in the beginning, I make it sound so easy because I've made it easy on myself. You guys make it sound so hard because you make it so hard on yourselves.
I think that's really true.
All right. Well, good call. Thank you. And then you enjoy your day and enjoy your grandkids, all four of them. That's a lot.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, let's talk about re-entry plan. So a re-entry plan is you all need to figure out when you're kind of coming back into the real life over here. So like for me, re-entry is like literally Friday. So my whole family will be over on Thursday and we're doing, sorry guys, my eyes are itching. We're doing our Christmas and our Thanksgiving together. And this is the first year literally that like we've been celebrating the holidays for a long time. Chris and I for years, we would go out of town. But this year my whole family is in town. So we're having it all at my house. I'm ordering in some things. Aunt JJ's cooking a bunch of stuff. My mom's going to come over and she's going to cook. So, you know, the house will be very different and all that kind of stuff. And then on Friday, and all the food will probably get left here. And so I'm going to do like you guys do. So JJ made us less food this week. And then for the weekend, I'm going to portion some stuff out. I've got glass bowls and stuff in my house. I'm going to portion out some stuff so that we can kind of just eat on smaller meals of some of the stuff that's left behind. And then the re-entry plan is making sure that on Friday, I have to work Friday. So on Friday, I will have all the waters upstairs to make sure that I am drinking plenty of water. I will start my day with a workout in the morning. And then I will just get back into my stuff. The big thing for a lot of you is, for some of you, you're going to like have Thanksgiving on Thursday, another gathering on Friday, and then like extended family and friendsiversary or whatever, Friendsgiving or whatever, like on Saturday. So there will be like several things. Whatever day where you're really going back home and you're doing your stuff, really be gentle and kind to yourself by coming up with the plan for that day. So if you travel, make sure that, like, if you can, maybe you have some groceries delivered on that Saturday or that Sunday. Maybe you make sure you get all the clothes washed. Like, the first thing you do is you come home and you don't even stop in the bedroom. You just take the laundry and you put everything in it. Like, one of the travel tips that we have is, when we travel, is we take trash bags and we put them in our suitcases. Then as we dirty clothes, we sort and put our clothes in trash bags so that when we get back home, it's easy to get the washing going. You can do, so like, you could have the food delivered. One of the things that we used to do when we used to travel a lot for holidays, when we would go to Union City and we would come back, is I would stop off at a Mexican restaurant on the way home. And I would order like 4 things of fajitas. So they would basically give me a sheet pan of fajita mix of like steak and chicken that you can put on any salad. And I would just tell them, like, I don't need chips and I don't need the wraps and all that kind of stuff. I just want that. I want the guacamole. I want rice and a lot of lettuce. And then we had food and we had stuff for like 3 days. And so we would just eat on that just to make it easy. And we just pick that shit up. And Mexican restaurants will do that all the time for you guys. So I would like hack using restaurants. Sometimes what Chris and I can eat a soggy Subway, no problem. But sometimes what we would do is we would also just stop at a Subway. If we weren't going to have time to go to the store and me do a food prep, I would go to Subway and we would get like 2 to 3 footlongs and cut them in half. And we would just eat on those for like 3 days. It's not fancy, but it got the job done. You can eat that and some baked chips and you got food for a couple of days. So we used to do stuff like that. I just like to put my brain to work on, I want to make sure that when I get home that I'm not tempted to be in the deuter about what I ate or making it hard on myself to get back into routine and all that kind of stuff. I always tried to have this mindset of, what is the best way for me to be able to make it easy to get right back on plan, right back into real life? And one of the other things that I think that makes it easy, guys, is if you keep your basic habits in place when you're experiencing the holidays. So you go to, say you go to Thanksgiving, if you're mindful about your two, whether or not you stick to it or not, keep the habit in your brain of listening for when you're hungry and stopping when you're satisfied. Keep the habit of questioning and being curious and talking to yourself about it. Keep the habit of your water going. Monitor your sleep. Try to grab a nap if you can, those kinds of things. And then continue to write each day. Fill out your planner every single day, no matter what, so that when you get home, you're not only like, I got all the laundry, I got some bullshit leftovers that aren't portioned, I got no other food in the house, and now I got to start all over because I ain't drank no water, I ain't done my plan. Like, think about your future self and give her some gifts. Keep the habits going, no matter what, so that when you get back, there's no restart. There's no, I'm off the rails and have to redo it. Guys, for most of you, you're going to do just fine. Y'all are going to do great over Thanksgiving. You're going to do better than you've ever done. Be shocked how much easier it can be. You're going to try all these little tips and tricks and be like, oh my God, I ate with white space. This is the first year that I didn't eat until my eyes rolled back into my head. I made blue past my 2, but I didn't eat to a 6. I drank all my water this time. When I got home, I had leftovers that were already portioned. Like, there's so many wins to be had. And then a few of you, you know what the ultimate gift you can give yourself is? It is to break effort habit. The habit of throwing in the towel, the habit of doing the effort, breaking that this time, saying like, no matter what, I don't just turn my brain off. I am willing to do it imperfectly. I am willing to judge myself while I continue to eat. I am willing to feel shitty that I'm eating versus numb and eating. Have a different experience. The only person who's going to give you a different experience is you. And for a lot of you who have effort as your like best friend habit, that's the first one to break. To be like, you know what? I don't care if I eat all the macaroni and cheese. And if I have all the potatoes that have the cream and the butter in them, which that is what we have at my house. I don't know what other kind of potatoes there are, y'all. Tell me how else y'all are making mashed potatoes. I'm just like, I just thought they all had cream and butter. That's what makes them delicioso. But it's that. It's like eating it without turning off your brain. There's no point. You're still going to eat the same food. You might as well listen to the conversation you're having. You might as well listen to why you're doing it. You might as well hear the judgment you have about yourself so that you can at least stop that part. You have way more better chance of changing your habits by staying conscious versus going unconscious. And that literally, guys, is everything I'm teaching you. Everything that I'm really teaching you is about how to just quit turning your life off and also turning off your goals and your results and your happiness and what you really want for yourself. Let's just leave it on for a while. When holidays are a break from the usual life stressors, Anonymous, I don't know who you are, but here's what I would like for you to do. You need to make a list of life stressors and you need to do TDLs and models on that. There's no life stressors. That's a thought. I want everybody to hear this. You cannot go to the Supreme Court or Judge Judy and say like, I have life stressors. Oh yeah, you do. Guilty as charged. You need to know what you are thinking is stressful. This circumstance I have decided is one of my life's stressors because of these reasons. I think this is unfair or this is bullshit or whatever you think, too much, all that kind of stuff. And that's what makes you feel stressed. But you need to be very aware of how you're self-describing your life. Everybody who wants to quit eating and drinking, and like the fastest way to reduce urges, cravings, and temptations, which is going to be in the new No BS, the fastest way to get there is to do your work on this bullshit. Because if the best you can come up with is describing your life as full of stressors, no wonder you eat. No wonder you eat. How do you not need to escape? I just told you how do you not need to escape by eating and drinking. Also, what happens when you sit in the discomfort and don't try to distract yourself from your stresses? It looks like this. You want something. Like you literally want something. And before you go eat it, you have to ask yourself, why? What is it right now that if it wasn't about the food, it would be, I'm eating because of this. That's how you sit with it. And you just tell yourself, I just want to eat right now. And I want to eat all the things. And I totally get that. And if I want to eat all the things, that's fine. But I'm going to sit here and I'm not going to eat all the things right now. Because if I'm going to go do it, I have to at least know why. And it's not just because I want it. For you, it's not. Some people, it is just because I want it. Some people are just like, oh, I just want it. Like, there's no bullshit. They're just in the habit of it. You, it's a no, because I can tell by the way you're talking. With you, you need to be like, you know, when I want to just eat at night, it's because I, like, here are all my stressors of the day. These are the things that I think cause eating. No, here are all the things that I think that set me up to want to eat. I should probably change how I'm thinking. I should probably really examine it and get super curious about it. So what I would do if I was you is I would just pick one of the, like make a list of all your stressors. Then I would write about each one, just like maybe a paragraph, 3 to 4 sentences, why I think this is stressful. It's stressful because I keep thinking these things. I want you to be really clear that you put, I keep thinking these things about this. Your brain will want to tell you, no, it's because this is wrong. that's never going to be helpful for you. It's never going to help you end your eating. If you keep insisting, something can be wrong. You have to identify, it's my thinking about it. And then, can I either have another perspective? Like, can I just like question, maybe this isn't as stressful as I'm making it. It could be this, it could be that. Or take that and take one of them to ask coaches. And every few days, take one of those to ask coaches and run some models. Take what you identify as a stressor. Take your sentence. Go to ask coaches and try a model. And then let them help you with it. You can also take it to, you can always raise your hand during coaching calls and be like, hey, Betsy, when we have office hours, hey, Kathy, Kryn told me to do some work on the holiday call. And what I want to do is I want to talk about, this is what I identified and I want to get coached on it. I have two models. C, the holidays. I love outside food, especially desserts. So the problem, Sabui, with your model is you need one sentence. You've got a lot of sentences going in. So it's holidays. I don't know what I love outside food is. It's basically, I guess I love desserts. I haven't practiced leaving it behind, very focused on home food. Will I lose it? So what I would do, so you've got anxious, anxiety, uncontrolled eat and gain weight. What I would do with this model is I would put the holidays and you keep thinking I haven't practiced leaving behind food. So what I would do is I would, for your intentional model, is this is the best time of year to practice. It's all you need to do. Like, I want you to be like, this is exactly when practice begins. And here's the thing. Practice means you probably won't do it perfectly. I want you guys to think about, like, in sports and anything. For some reason, if I said, we're all going to learn how to rollerblade, and if you've never rollerbladed, you would expect to fall. You would expect to be scared. You'd be expected to, I would expect all of us to get pissed at some point. But if I said, look, our lives depend on it, ladies. If we can't all of us in the tribe learn how to rollerblade, PNP has to shut down and we're all going to be homeless. Everybody would probably figure out how to rollerblade. So you would expect we'd all be falling. We'd all be skinning our knees. We'd have to get back up. We'd be angry sometimes. We would help each other. We would watch to see what somebody else was doing. We'd do a lot of things until we kept doing it enough to where we got decent, and then we're like a roller derby. But when it comes to practicing how to stop eating foods we like, when it comes to practicing following our plan, and it comes to practicing the 24-hour or the 2-to-2, for some reason, like, we're supposed to like strap rollerblades on and be like, where's the derby? I'm ready. It doesn't happen that way, guys. The only way that you learn how to have control over food is you have to practice having control over food. That means that you got to control your ass quitting on that process. You have to be willing to sometimes overeat and then be like, oh, okay. What did I learn from this? What's something else I can try next time? Was there anything about this that worked? Where I can take a note? Is there something that for sure didn't work? And I'm like, you know what? I don't think that'll work for me. Or is it like, you know what? I maybe just need to try this particular way like at least 10 more times. And every time I probably will get a little bit better. You start talking about it like that, guys, you start feeling in control of your brain. And then you'll start getting in control of your food. If you just let your brain run wild, like this is supposed to be some perfectionistic fantasy all the time, no, you're not going to be in control of food because you're not in control of your brain either. Your control over your food will match the level at which you decide to control your brain. I want all of you to know that. I watch you guys in that Facebook group. The girls that are consistently losing weight, I love it when somebody loses a lot of weight. Somebody lost 100 pounds, somebody lost 80 pounds just today. And people will say, what did you do? It's like, I don't know. Probably the fucking four basics. Seriously. People will ask in PNP, you must have been doing something different than this program Kryn makes us all do. No, they're not. The girl that lost 80 pounds today, God love her, I wish I knew her name. She had a binder she took a picture of it. Guys, it was jacked. It's like a 3-inch binder, and it looked like it wouldn't even close. It had all the worksheets she's done over and over again, recovery worksheets. It looked like Medusa's hair. It was just shit flying out of it. Let me tell you what it wasn't. A bunch of shit she bought from me and never used because she was scared. She wasn't waiting on the first of the month so that the pages lined up correctly. She wasn't afraid to scribble. She probably spilled coffee on half them sheets. She overate her way all the way down 80 pounds. This is the shit that it takes. It takes you being uncomfortable and not just hungry. So many of you are so worried about being hungry. It's not the hunger. It's being uncomfortable. See, the point of 2 to 2 is that you don't get really hungry, but it takes away numbing out on the couch. It takes away your bullshit, anxious eating, and it leaves you with, guess what? Your anxiety. So that you can start working on your anxiety and not working on the next mini snicker. That is the point. So invite this stuff in. Like, be like, I'm scared as hell for Thanksgiving. You know why? I ain't been practicing them desserts. I'm going to practice. This is when it happens. You know why? Probably supposed to be scared because I hadn't been practicing yet. But now that work starts now. The first few times, probably going to be really scared while I'm also really determined to figure this out because I'm fucking tired of being scared of a dessert. I really don't want to have nightmares about cheesecake anymore. Let's see. Somebody said the PNP website is not working. Hey, I think it is working. If you will go, let me just check and make sure real quick. If you'll just email support@pnptribe.com, sometimes like it just might be just like your internet or something like that. I'm going to pull it, see if I can pull it up though. If it's not up, it might be Chris is in there doing something right now. Oh, somebody said PNP is working. Actually, mine's not. Mine's not pulling up. But I'm also on a Zoom call. So sometimes when I'm on a Zoom call, I can't get the internet to work. Somebody else said they're in. Just email support, anonymous. It may just be support@pnptribe.com. It may just be something going on. We've been updating. We're getting ready to redo some of the website and like give y'all a lot. Like we're going to take off some of the really old stuff so it doesn't confuse you guys anymore. And we're going to be putting the no BS and stuff in there. So we're updating a lot of our software so it'll run a little faster, do those kinds of things. We may even be doing that right now. For the first time, I have no fear or worries about the food. My hesitation is with seeing my sister and her new husband. I can't go to another room because there is none and I need to attend so I can see my other family. But how can I relieve some anxiety and not go into try to coach mode with my family in uncomfortable settings and conversations? You don't need to coach them. You need to let them have their thoughts and opinions. But what you can do is you don't need to be anxious about their thoughts and opinions. Everything, I want everybody to like practice. Everything that comes out of someone else's mouth is only my circumstance. It is now a fact in the world. Everything that I've told you guys today on this call is now a fact. Corinne's call with all the sentences, the yelling, the mashed potatoes, the tips, tricks, hacks, and whatnot. And some of you are going to be like, woo, girl, on fire, preach, preach, preach. And you're going to be all motivated. And some of you are like, I really don't like her cussing. If she would quit cussing, I could for sure do better in my weight loss. Some people will be like, she doesn't get it. This is not the way my family works. She's just off base. Everything that came out of my mouth is a circumstance. You will all apply a sentence to it. And it will either motivate you, it will get you focused, it will provide clarity, it can do those things. It also could be demotivating. You could choose thoughts that make you feel alone. all the things could happen with that. The same things happen when we go to family functions. When people are talking, I want you to just sit there and be like, this is just like that coaching call. Everything that just came out of everybody's mouth is now my circumstance to decide what I think and feel about it. Is what they just said worth being anxious over? Because the only reason I would feel anxious is because I just heard something and I decided to get anxious over it. Why? Use this as an experiment to go in and notice, like, oh, I think these things. This is why I get anxious. You can do this work ahead of time too, Jessica. You can be like, things that I'm afraid will happen. Things that are making me anxious that I think will happen, and write them down. And then question, is it even worth it? Could it, what am I making those things mean right now? Probably something about yourself. Usually that's the super secret tip. Usually you're making it mean something about you. Like, this is wrong. They think I'm wrong. Whatever. They shouldn't be doing that is a big one for a lot of you. And then just be like, is there something else that could be true? Anything. Maybe they should be thinking that because they don't have thought work, and that's okay. I can have compassion for people who are just wrong these days. Wrong about me, wrong about my mom, wrong about things. And never tell yourself that you have no other room to go to. There's always a door in every house. If you're in the room and something's going, I want all of you to hear this. If you're in a room and you legit don't like being there, you can take your ass out whenever you're ready. No one makes you stay there. Now, you may not want to leave because you don't want to hurt people's feelings or upset people. That's on you. That's not the room. That's still your choice to stay there. If you're going to choose to stay there, you remember, the only reason why I'd be choosing to stay here, because I am afraid of how I will feel about their reaction to me leaving. I am again making this all about me. And figure some of that stuff out ahead of time. Guys, the more you can think through this stuff ahead of time, before you're in it, it is a lot easier to be in it and have already worked it through your brain some. You just give yourself a leg up. Oh, yeah. Somebody said there has to be a bathroom. Okay. No, the new No BS will be released end of December. I always feel like if it's on my plan, I should eat it or at least eat 3 times a day. Is it normal to just not eat if you're not at your -2? Yeah, Don. I plan 3 to 4 things every single day, and I usually eat 2 to 3 of them. Okay. I'm going to take one more coaching call. If anybody wants to get coached, please raise your hand, and then we're going to get out of here. Amanda, you're like on like the Donkey Kong. Hello. What are we coaching on? You know you got to sit down. I get car sick.
Okay. I wasn't really sure if it was me or not because I could hear someone talking in the background and I thought, I don't think she's talking to me.
I get like so nauseous when y'all got that camera wiggling.
Okay, I'm sitting down now.
Thank you.
Okay, I can hear people talking in the background.
It's not on my side. You're fine. Just go ahead and talk.
Anyway, my thing is stress eating, and I'm new. I'm a September baby, and my holidays create tons of stress for me.
No, they don't.
Okay, you just got on the old girl about creating. I was thinking, what is actually stressful for me?
Right. It's so always remember, the holidays are the circumstance. Stress is the feeling. And then you have thoughts about the holidays that create stress. So there are things in your head that go on. Where'd you go? There you are. Right. You have things that are going on in your head. Like, I have thoughts about the holidays that stress me out. Not because if it's the holidays, then the only way for you not to feel stressed is we're going to have to negotiate with the United States government to ban holidays.
Right. That's true.
That's the only way to solve your stress.
Right. Okay. The stress I have is about dealing with my family, with my in-laws, there's always a lot of conflict. I have a lot of stress at work too, that are things at work that cause stress.
But let's pick one.
If I had to pick one, I would like to do work stress because it's more prevalent in my life. Holidays will soon be over. So the stress at work is I have, what happens to me is when I get stressed at work, I have F it moments. And like, I don't know what to do when I get stressed other than eat. And
well, tell me, what else could you do when you get stressed? Just because you haven't tried anything else doesn't mean you can't come up with something else.
Right. I guess I mean, I don't know what else I could do. And I mean, that's where I get stuck at.
Well, give me an idea. I'm going to make your brain work.
Okay.
Let's pretend we're at work and there is no food and you're stressed. What would you do? Take a bite out of your arm?
I'd get, leave work and go to the store, probably.
Let's pretend we can't do that. You're out of gas.
So there's no option. Like, I can't get no food. What would I do? I guess I would just stress, and then my anxiety would go through the roof, and I'd probably have I would probably cry and
yeah,
lose it, take it okay. out of my bath, probably, which is definitely not what I need to do. But that's what my stress has developed into before I started eating, is I would lose my cool and like really lose it.
Okay. So the first thing I want you to do is I just want you to take ownership that you do know how to handle stress. You could cry, you right. could yell, you could right. do things, but you told me, I don't know how to handle stress. You know how to handle it just fine. Your brain has to first, before it can fix anything, it has to quit telling you there's no way out for you.
Right.
Otherwise, you're not going to, like when we do some coaching and we look at some sentences and stuff, your brain's right. like, yeah, but I can't handle it. I can't help. Only the eating.
Well, I guess I feel like eating is the most constructive or least destructive way.
No, it's very destructive. Never think that ever again. Let me just ask you, do you love your weight right now?
Absolutely not.
Do you ever talk negative to yourself about your weight?
All the time.
Do you feel amazing about that or do you feel terrible about it?
Terrible.
All the time. I'm feeling terrible about my weight all the time. Are you like in such good shape that the doctors are like, I wish I could clone you?
No.
Do you have medicine you take?
I do.
What do you take?
I take medicine for high blood pressure and anxiety medicine.
Okay. So I want your brain to get really clean on the facts. There's no way overeating through stress is constructive. That right. this is a viable option. It's ruining my health, making me right. take meds, and causing me to feel terrible about myself all the time. And that's how you said it.
Right. That's true.
So this is really important. And I want all of you to hear this because a lot of you you think crying and feeling anxiety and yelling is the worst thing that's happening. That's not the worst thing that's happening. And this is like, you're going to have to divorce yourself from thinking that. Otherwise, you will always choose the food because you keep creating it as the best option.
Right.
That is why you keep going to it so easily.
Right.
So we have to redefine that option as, oh my God, I am trying to seriously snort cocaine every single day to get through my day.
Right. You're saying take the food eating and compare it to snorting cocaine, right?
At least.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah. There's no way this could be good for me. Every time that I want to think that eating in this moment is helping, I need to tell myself before we even do anything else, you just need to be like, you know what? Every time I'm eating, when I choose to eat because I'm stressed, I need to remind myself, this is the most self-destructive way I could ever be handling stress in the moment.
Right.
This is why I'm on blood pressure medicine. This is why, blah, blah, blah. Eventually what will happen is you'll get tired of your own bullshit of the eating. So you can be like, so I need to figure out this stress thing. Why am I getting so worked up to begin with? Right. So why are you? What happens? Give me one specific situation that happens at work that you get worked up about.
I work at a Head Start center and I have four open positions. And so I get all stressed out because I'm only one person and I can't do four different jobs.
And so the thoughts, I can't do four jobs, I'm only one person. But you're doing the work right now?
Half-assed, yeah.
Yeah, but you're doing it. It's not that you can't. I'm just trying to show you the
way
your brain is arguing for, like, extremes.
Right. Right.
Like, thinking, I can't do it, I can't do the job of four people, will never be helpful. It's like, if you're going to need to be doing the job of four people right now, thinking right. you can't is terrible for you.
Right.
You don't have to, like, be, I'm so grateful to be, you know, sitting here doing the job of four people, but you also have to realize telling yourself that you can't do it when you're just doing it every day and having a snack for along the ride.
Right. Right. I agree.
That's the destructive part. That's why you're getting, like, anxious. It's like, oh my God, I'm not going to be able to do this. And you need to tell yourself, like, I might not like the situation, but I can do it. There's a right. difference in that conversation. Like, you know, I really don't like doing the job of four people.
Well, where my problem comes in is I'm really an overachiever, and I get really upset with myself because I'm not doing it well. Like,
how do you know you're not doing it well?
Because there's still stuff that needs to be done that should have been done last week that I haven't done because I haven't had time to do it.
So it obviously can wait. It's not that you're not doing it well. It's just these are the things that when you have to do the job of four people, they can't get done.
Yeah, there's deadlines I'm not meeting, which I guess they understand that I'm doing the job of five people.
Right. So you're doing it well. You're working the job of five people. You're prioritized. Like, listen to how I describe your situation. They're not saying anything about it.
Right.
But in my mind, I'm not doing it well. I have no feedback to the contrary.
Right.
If I was your boss, I'd probably be like, you know, Amanda, thank God we have her because we are so shorthanded. She gets the most important shit done.
Right.
If she'd quit going to the convenience store to get a snack, it'd probably be better, but you know.
Absolutely. You could get more shit done.
That's right.
Right. Damn Food City.
But I want you to see, like, your anxiety is because you think you're doing a bad job and you have nobody telling you that you're doing a bad job.
Right.
You've created that scenario. You Absolutely. Could easily be thinking, I am someone, like, I don't like doing this many things, but I'm the best one to do it. Nobody's complaining. I'm getting shit done. I might not be getting it all done, but I at least know what's most important. I right. know what can wait a week. I know what deadlines can be missed because we just don't have enough help right now. You right. could be telling that story, which will lower your anxiety and will not have you escaping to the food. Or you can keep thinking, I should be able to do the job of five people. I must be failing. I wonder what they're all thinking. They probably think I'm not doing well. I don't think I'm doing well. I've just missed all the deadlines. You can make it dramatic.
Right.
Or you can, like, just tell the story like you're showing up like a boss, which I would almost bet you are.
Right.
You're just not showing like a boss for yourself.
Absolutely not. Right. All right. That gives me a starting place at least. I just need to figure out something to do instead of eat, I guess, then is where I need to start now. Get a plan for
something. I would definitely have an alternate for eating, but I would also remind yourself, I am only stressed because of how I'm thinking about it right now. It is not because we're shorthanded.
Right.
It's because of what I'm making shorthanded mean that I must not be doing a good job.
So what I'm hearing you say is, it's not the actual event itself that's making me stressed. It's the way I'm thinking about the event.
You're hearing me absolutely perfectly. So
okay.
it is event, my thoughts, cause my stress.
Right.
Which when I stress, I react with food.
Right.
And then I gain weight. Like yes, if you're right. up here, like if your thought right now is I'm not doing a good job, I'm failing. The result is when I react with food, I'm failing at weight loss.
Right.
I'm failing in more than one place.
Right. which is what's happening. I had lost 7 pounds and now I've gained all that back.
Well, just lose that 7 again.
I know, I can. That's what I told my husband. At least know I can lose it again if I have to.
That's right.
Right.
Have you listened to the module on the model yet in the No BS?
No, I did, but no, I need to go back and listen to it again, because earlier you were coaching the one lady and you were talking about doing models and thought downloads. And I know what a thought download is, but models are hard for me. I don't like know which, like I get my circumstance confused. I think you said earlier that a circumstance is always a fact.
It's always a fact. Do you have the new planner?
I do.
In the new planner on the daily, I don't have my planner in here. On the daily page, if you will look at the assessment page at the very bottom, there's models there. Okay. It will tell you like circumstance, and it will tell you the like definition of what goes in this line. Right. And then when it says thought, it will ask you the question like that circumstance, that fact, what do you think when you like, what are you like one right. sentence about that? And then it will say like, and when you think that one sentence, how do you feel? So right. it will walk you through it each day. Yeah. Right. So just use that. That's the easiest way to do models is to right. use the outline that we have where it like stair steps you down. But go ahead and listen to that module again. I think it's module 3 of No BS.
Okay.
And then I'm rewriting No BS now. I'm getting ready to start recording. I think I'm recording all next week.
Okay.
When there's a really good, like the new model lessons are really good. So when we roll it out in January, do it again. Do the No BS just like you've never done it before. This is my best material that's going to be going out. But guys, when I say all that, what I don't want you guys doing is thinking that you can't listen to the current No BS.
Right.
It's helped people lose hundreds and hundreds of pounds right. all along the way. But this is just like me making it more succinct, my latest stuff that I've researched and all the things.
All righty. Thank you so much.
This.
Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Bye, sweetheart. Bye. Okay, guys. I want you guys to like ball out the holidays. I do not expect this tribe to be perfect. But what I do want for all of you is to go in and just simply have your own back. Do not do an effort on yourself. Do not expect other people to show up for you before you're willing to show up for yourself. Have your game plan. If you are in a Marco Polo group, if you are in, have partners, if you have all of that stuff, reach out. One of the things that a lot of the accountability groups are doing is they're checking in with themselves throughout the day on Thanksgiving, just leaving quick notes, quick little things of like, I'm doing okay. Little things like that are so helpful. And if you don't have anybody to check in with, guys, put it in the Facebook group. I will be there on Thanksgiving. I'm not leaving you guys. I plan to be working Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And my focus is No BS, Facebook. No BS, Facebook. That's all I'm going to be doing. I'm going to have some time with my family. Don't worry. I'm not going to just like shit out on my family. But I know we can do it. This is the first one. And then we will work parties, and then we will work Christmas, and we will do all the things together. All right, y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.